This morning, I have a guest joining us here by phone. Ann Pross is with us. She's the director at the Cass County Center of Iowa Western Community College. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for the time. I know this time of the year we're getting ready to look forward towards spring, and one of those things we look forward to each year is jazz and wine at Iowa Western Community College Cass County Center. And, you know, unfortunately, like so many things, even though this isn't still 2020, some of the 2020 carryover is affecting some of the events, and we won't be able to gather this year.
I know. It is such a bummer, really. You know, we've done this for 13 years, and we have just felt so honored to be supported by our community and individuals and businesses in our scholarship drive so amazingly well. So it is unfortunate, but, you know, we figure our safety of our donors, of our students, of our community is on the forefront of our concerns in the decision of not gathering together for a face-to-face jazz and wine event this year.
Well, we have seen each year when we show up for the event so many familiar faces year after year. Are you surprised that the support has been so consistent?
Well, it is really amazing. We live in a wonderful community with very generous folks, and their support is, you know, we couldn't provide the scholarship to our students without their supports, and, you know, even the unwavering commitment during this pandemic. So while we're not having a face-to-face event, we are still inviting folks to be able to drop off or provide a scholarship donation if they're capable of doing that this year, and we wouldn't be able to meet those goals without everybody, and I have just been humbled and amazed and always knew we lived in a wonderful community, and that certainly is ongoing.
And anyone can donate. It doesn't have to be just a business or a group of some sort. It can be individuals.
That's absolutely right. Probably we have a mix of about half and half in terms of those who have supported Jazz and Wine. That support, that involvement, that enthusiasm has just grown year after year. And we've had, like last year, had record attendance, which was amazing. And some years it's been bitterly cold, 5 below at the start of the event. Some years it's been 60 degrees because we're usually always the first Sunday in March. But this year, you know, we'll have to just think for warm thoughts for that date. And know that any donations that folks decide to make to the scholarship fund is immediately awarded in the next academic year. So we are still honored and inviting those folks, if they can, to consider continuing to support the scholarship drive.
Sure. Bitterly cold this time of the year in Iowa, huh? Guess I haven't experienced that in a while.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the importance of the scholarships. It's made quite an impact over the years.
It certainly has. We know that education is a life changer. And so many ways that when you pursue your passion and your dreams and earn a college degree, the data will show that we have not only greater quality of life, greater earning potential, but so many positive things just continue to follow along with that. And so many of our students need scholarships to allow them to pursue that college coursework. But we know they will forever change their lives through earning a college degree. So the crucial and the need is probably now more than ever during this crazy time that we're all in right now. So we want to thank everybody who has already stepped up and made those contributions this year and invite others to join in as well.
And are there truly students that probably wouldn't be able to accomplish these goals without the help of those scholarships?
I believe that there are, and I wish that just for a moment I could bottle one drop of that emotion and excitement and energy when a student realizes or has been awarded a scholarship. For many of them, you know, it is adult students who have not been able to have that type of support. And for many of those students, it's an opportunity for them not only to change their lives, but their families' lives. So often they're very, very busy folks, and they are wearing many, many different hats. And add to that, being in the educational and pursuing that educational journey themselves as a student. So a lot of responsibility on their shoulders, but we are just so excited to say that this scholarship fund is very effective. It has changed the lives of Cass County residents, and it makes a difference, particularly to our adult students who have are much smaller access to scholarship pools. And so this really gives them that leg up in that effort.
Well, it seems like every year you have some students who actually help out at the event.
Yes, we have lots and lots of students. So some are behind the scenes, or some have worked tirelessly in the week leading up to it, or the week following up with the cleanup. But we do have the students that have been involved, and, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it without our students, without our volunteers, without so many hands that makes that event all take place. And we were really kind of heartbroken for this decision to come down, because it's become such a kind of a tradition, I think, in our community, and seeing those faces come together and being able to personally thank donors, have donors meet some of our past scholarship recipients. It's amazing how many of those folks who have been past scholarship recipients have come back and donated their time either at the event or leading up to it or the follow of it, because they want to be able to just continue back and encourage other students to carry on as well. So it is something that we're, you know, unfortunately, we'll not be able to do this year, but we want people to know now more than ever, our students need those scholarships to allow them to pursue those dreams and change their life.
Sure. Well, and it's always nice each year to see how well this local effort for the Cass County Center is supported by the mothership, too.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And, you know, I think we should be both amazed and proud at the support that we have here at the Cass County Center. You know, we now have this entire building completely built out, a beautiful educational facility, and that is all thanks to many, many different things that have helped us grow along the way, and providing scholarships for students to be able to pursue that dream. And all of our scholarships raised through Jazz and Wine are awarded to Cass County residents. So we're building up our own community. We're utilizing it as economic development in this environment that we live in right now. We know that those lives are made better. We have better quality of lives. And that involves so many different things in our community and makes things a very positive setting for our community, too. So it's an honor to be in that position here at Iowa Western.
Yeah. Do you ever have time to just kind of sit back and think about when this was just an idea in someone's head that somebody tossed out and said, hey, maybe we could try this, see if this will work?
You know, and the original committee really gets all the kudos, because I think one day we were just brainstorming different things and came up with a few ideas. And of course, I've always had a sweet tooth. And that very first year I said, oh, I'll make the desserts. And, you know, I think we've grown from having, you know, maybe less than 100 guests to now having, well, pushing 300 guests at the event. So it is definitely grown over the years. And again, you know, wouldn't be made possible without the tireless work of a committee to make that happen every year. So they get a little respite for this year, but then hopefully we'll be in a different position for next year and going strong again with a face-to-face event in 2022.
You bet. Well, and I know from the surface, a lot of us remember when that was a grocery store, that location, but it's changed so much over time, and it seems like it continues to grow. You've got one program that seems to get the spotlight there, but there are a lot of students that are affected in a lot of different ways there, and it continues to grow.
You know, and that is very true. And how we serve our community is really what a community college is to be all about. So whether students are pursuing college credit coursework, we have lots of high school students who are earning, you know, lots of credits before maybe whether they go to Iowa Western, another community college, you know, a college or a university in Iowa or even out of state. The high school kids have a chance to have a great legs up with both those general education courses. And we've been pursuing more career and technical coursework at our college, too, for those students who pursue that and want to go in those directions, as well as continuing education, you know, some of the healthcare things like CNA classes and other issues like that. Our goal is to be able to meet the needs in that educational sector, and those can be really broad from one end of the spectrum to the other, and that is our goal, to be able to serve the community. It's our honor to do that.
You bet. Well, and always reaching out, too. It's important to have a kind of a mesh, a good relationship with the community that you serve here locally. And it's good to get feedback from folks here in the area to help to know how you can better serve.
We always welcome that. We definitely always welcome that. I know we have an honor society, which is Phi Theta Kappa. So for those students who are academic achievers, and in the last year, they were able to get out and help support the community in a variety of different ways. So I think we're all excited for the opportunity and the time span when life returns you know, maybe a little bit more what we recognized in the past, and students can get out and do volunteerism as well. And I think so many people are so interested in giving back and showing that support again, and we look forward to that time that we'll be able to do it. But in the meantime, we just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been able to do that. That unwavering commitment during this pandemic has really been amazing, and we definitely couldn't meet our scholarship goals without each person that does that. And so whether it doesn't matter the size of the donation, we welcome any donation of any amount, and it all goes directly to scholarships for Cass County students attending Iowa Western.
You bet. Well, again, disappointing we won't be able to gather together this year to enjoy the day, but how would folks go about making those donations if they would like to?
Well, they can just write a check and put it into the mail to Iowa Western here in Atlantic, or they can stop in and drop that off, or they can give us a call and we can talk about the different options with that. And we greatly appreciate each contribution and know that people are helping to strengthen the lives of our students in this area, and they're pursuing a brighter future, and we're helping making those goals achievable for them.
Absolutely. Well, we all want to leave a legacy, and giving someone an opportunity, a little hand up, that's always a good way to leave a legacy behind in your local community. So, Anne, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And best of luck this year with that scholarship fund. And we look forward to getting together again next year.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Jim, so much for having me.